Court look this evening, the Vice Dean for the Faculty of Education at the University of Johannesburg. Lots of big numbers there, Prof, but an overall national pass rate of 70.7%. But almost more important, it's in the minority, is the number of young people passing maths and science increasing year on year by about 8%. That's got to be encouraging.
Yeah, indeed it is. And it would seem as if the quality of the passes is better than in previous years. The minister mentioned some of the gateway subjects, and as you've just mentioned, the increase in mathematics passes and the increase in the number of distinctions, the increase in the number of bachelor passes indicates that the quality of the passes are better than previous years. Although the pass rate is down, the quality of the passes is improving, and one should not look past that positive aspect of the system.
Because we do have a shortage of tertiary education places in South Africa, and at the University of Johannesburg no doubt are inundated by hopeful candidates, people who want to further their education. You're going to probably accept 1 in 10 young people who applies to join the University of Johannesburg in 2016 now that these results are out.
Yeah, indeed. We place learners on their grade 11 results upon application, and when the grade 12 results are released to the university, then we immediately benchmark it against the grade 11 results before the final acceptance is taken place. So obviously you're looking for the upper level of candidates that has applied, and we have been very, very quickly saturated at the University of Johannesburg by applications. So, and for me, it links back to what the minister has indicated, that there's now a higher emphasis on technology. For me, that is incredibly important, because one of the areas we've neglected in our education system is vocational education. Everybody cannot go and study at tertiary institutions. It's not a university is not a training institution. It's a knowledge development, knowledge generation institution. They don't train you for a specific job. Therefore, it's very important that those learners, and I see the cohort or some of the cohort in the progress learners, could have gone the technical way. And may have gone through a vocational education and skills development and so on, and they would have actually benefited more. That is one view that I have for a number of years now. So the emphasis should not only be on the academic route, but also on the skills and the technology route, and that was neglected.
Prof, I mean, I listened to Angie Mochek, and I just listened to the tone of this year's matric results. Although there is a big drop in the pass rates in provinces like the Northern Cape and in Northwest and in parts of the country, that's deeply disappointing. But there is a sense of optimism in these matric results, which I wasn't expecting. And that optimism is the education system is enrolling more young people, getting more young people an opportunity to learn, to an opportunity to sit matric results and an opportunity to excel. And without being defeatist about it, it feels positive.
It is. And the minister emphasis, the focus on access and the narrowing between the schools that come from the more poorer areas. Those will be the quintile 1 and 2 schools, and the more affluent schools that used to be the quintile 4 and 5 that link to the X Model C schools. So the access, it's not only the access that has improved, but the education in the previously disadvantaged areas has also improved. And for me, that is that's indeed a positive. And one can play around with statistics, but if you look at it, it is about getting our young people through the system, and getting them to have access to education, and that's a positive.
There we go. Professor Kurtluk, thank you for your insights this evening. Vice Dean for the Faculty of Education at the University of Johannesburg. Yeah, some provinces doing brilliantly, particularly the Western Cape and Gauteng, within a whisker of one another if you compete between provinces, but more than 84% pass rates in those provinces. The national pass rate of 70.7%. There'll be lots of analysis on these results and a lot of analysis on the standards. But I just get there's a change of tone in this year's matric results, and it's a happy tone, and that's a good thing.
EWN traffic.
It's still clear in Joburg, but in Cape Town, officials busy clearing the early accident scene on the N2 incoming, the link onto airport approach. The link is still closed. And on the N2 outgoing, the bus that was broken down just before Jan Smuts Drive, that's been cleared. Two sets of traffic lights still out, one in Kells River at Van Riebeek and Carinus, and then also in at Freiburger and Tafelberg in Boerthersoch. Shalina Roo, EWN traffic.
Through the breakups, makeups, and inspiration, she's been there for her fans.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey.
Now she's coming to make your fantasy come true.
I will see you at the show.
702 and Big Concerts present Mariah Carey, the Sweet Sweet Fantasy Tour.
Live.
For the first time in SA. 1st and 2nd of May,
2016.
Ticket Pro Dome.
Tickets at compyticket.com
and bigconcerts.co.za.
The Sweet Sweet Fantasy Tour with Mariah Carey is presented by 702 and Big Concerts.
Another Big Concerts experience.
More on 702.co.za.
Is your garden in a mess? I'm Talon Ted. I recommend Tough Equipment from Talon.
Get the solution for your garden with Talon lawnmowers and string trimmers. Since 1979, Talon has provided tried and tested equipment for South African conditions with full Talon spares and service backup. Look out for the black and yellow Talon logo in good stores near you.
The toughest jobs are no match for Talon.
For more, visit talontools.co.za. That's talontools.co.za.
Are you tired of mediocrity? Done with late starters and early leavers? Fed up with lame excuses and lazy slackers? If you're on the hunt for the motivated, the fresh thinkers, the yes we canners, it's time for Quest. Because you don't want problem people. You want solution seekers. You don't want difficulty dwellers. You want rise aboveers. You want a soar with the A-team. You need Quest staffing solutions, advancing careers, enabling business. Go to quest.co.za. Hey.